Hi, my name is Ben.
I'm Nate.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Amber, and we interviewed Christina Zaris, an immigrant from Cyprus, on May 9th, 2011.
My name is Christina Zaris, and I was born November 3rd, 1982, in the UK. I spent the first 9 years of my life in England, and then my parents decided that it would be a good idea to try living in a different country. My father is Greek Cypriot, so he was born and raised in Cyprus, and we had always gone over there for holidays, so when I was 9 years old, my parents decided to move us over to Cyprus. So we packed our bags, said goodbye to the fish and chips, and moved over to a completely different culture. And that's where my life in Cyprus began when I was 9. I have 20 first cousins. My grandmother had 7 kids. I have lots of aunts and uncles, and they all have lots of children. Usually, I'd say the family get-togethers revolve around eating. Lots and lots of food. Cyprus is a divided island. So I'm from the Greek south side. The north is occupied by Turkey at the moment. My relatives are from Nicosia, which is, I think, the last remaining divided capital city in Europe, possibly in the world. The invasion happened in 1974, so that was before I was born. So when I came to Cyprus, it had already been divided. They call it the Green Line, dividing the north from the south, and the UN forces keep that barrier there to try and keep the peace between the two sides. So I haven't experienced firsthand any kind of violence, but there are big cultural differences between the north and the south. We've realized that it's much better to learn about each other's cultures, to try and have an engagement going on, to see, you know, what the possibilities are in the future for rejoining. So there's been efforts to have, you know, cultural get-togethers revolving around dancing, music, learning each other's languages, that kind of thing. I hope there'll be a positive outcome. I don't want there to be any more problems with violence, at least. Cyprus is much closer to the Middle East, so it's a Mediterranean climate and even more kind of dry because it's closer to Turkey and Egypt. The summers were very, very hot. We moved over in summertime. We lived with my grandmother at first before we found a house. It was about 40 degrees Celsius most of the time, which in Fahrenheit I'd say is around 100 at least. But luckily we had the sea, so we would go to the seaside, which is only 20 minutes away from Nicosia. So I grew up in a neighborhood called Engomi. And at first we live with my grandmother. We call her Yaya. That's how you say grandmother in Greek. The tradition in Cyprus is to build a house for your daughter next door to your house. So it turns out that there's a line of houses that I'm related to every single person who lives in those because it's the daughter of a daughter who then had a daughter and they built houses. And there's this whole road in Engomi, which is my family, the Zaris family. So my grandmother has a house which has a little courtyard full of orange trees and mandarin trees, lemon trees, and there's a little swing there. And my first memories have got a lot to do with the smells of that place. So lots of citrus fruits, lots of jasmine, and of course the sounds were really different when I moved over from England. The sounds were a lot hotter in my mind, like cicadas. We call them ziziri in Greek because they go zit, 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 zit. So the ziziri was something new for me. I suppose now when I think about Cyprus, it's all connected. The sound of the ziziri, the heat, the smell of oranges, the dust. When I moved over to Cyprus, I was quite delighted to find that there's many, many stray cats roaming around. And they don't belong to anybody. They're just sort of neighborhood cats. And they're always having kittens. And me and my cousin used to run around near my grandmother's house. There was a big wood pile. And one day we heard some mewing. And we went over and there was a whole bunch of newborn kittens right there. So we tried to like lure these kittens towards the house, much to my grandmother's annoyance. We put down pieces of cheese so that they would follow the trail, and they ended up getting into the house, and my grandmother came in and was really annoyed, started screaming, and the cats just scattered everywhere. And I think that evening the neighborhood was full of mews, these kittens trying to find their way back to each other, but we did end up keeping them, and we tamed them. On behalf of the Cypriots, I must mention the halloumi cheese. So halloumi won an award for being the most versatile cheese because you can fry it, you can grill it, you can grate it, you can bake it inside of bread, you can cut it up and put it in a soup called drahana, you eat it with watermelon, you can grate it and put it on top of pasta, you can make ravioli with halloumi inside, and it's also got a nickname as squeaky cheese because when you bite into it, it kind of squeaks against your teeth when you chew. It's very salty, it's white, kind of rubbery. And I have a real passion for it. And there's also sheftalia, which are little kind of meatballs with herbs inside. Souvlagia. Souvla is probably the most well-known Cypriot dish. And it's like big pieces of meat on a skewer and rotates over the barbecue. We call it fugu, it's a type of barbecue. And you put lemon and salt on that, and you'll have that with salad and pita bread and halloumi and tzatziki, which we call talaturi in Cyprus, fried potatoes, burguri, which is like bulgur wheat cooked in a tomato sauce. Then I decided after my first degree, which was English literature, that I wanted to move out of the island. So I went to London. And when I was in London, I met my husband. And he's an American. And then we decided that we'd had enough of the grey of England. It was time for a new change of scene. And he had grown up over here, but had been away for 10 years. And his parents were still over here. So we thought that's a great opportunity to try somewhere new. And America, being such a huge country, being so important and world famous. So I wanted to see it firsthand. And I was very interested to see if the way that America is portrayed through the media and through the films and everything you see about it was true. So we came over here almost 2 years ago now to Pittsburgh. Well, one of the first things I realized about America is that you can't say America and expect it to mean the same thing. It's huge. My first impressions of Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania are definitely the trees and the beautiful hills and the whole natural topography. I find it absolutely beautiful. Coming from a dry place like Cyprus, where we don't have such amazing deciduous trees and forests, other first impressions would be the size of meals, huge plates of food. Also seeing the Steelers culture in Pittsburgh. Now that is something that I'd never experienced before, seeing a whole city united by their love of the Steelers. I'm a big nature lover. So I think for me, the most impressive thing about America is the natural land. I absolutely love the hills and trees of Pittsburgh. But I've also been to California and Utah, a little bit Nevada. So I went on a long road trip and I saw how much the landscape changes as you drive along. I saw the Grand Canyon, I saw Bryce Canyon, I saw Zion National Park. And I mean, this stuff is amazing. The waterfalls, the huge trees, the different colored rocks, the painted desert. It's just sublime. One of the things that have been shocked about over here is the healthcare system. Coming from England, where there's the NHS, and I know it has like a bit of a bad reputation in some places, it's actually quite scary to come over here and realize that you have to pay a lot of money in order to be able to be covered in case something happens to you. So I do find that I'm spending a lot of money on healthcare. Say that's probably one of my least favorite things about America. My lifelong dream is to go around the world creating 3D environments for people to experience multisensory adventures, I'd say. It's installation art that I want to do, multimedia installation. I want to create sort of fantasy environments. I want adults and children to have fun while they walk through these installations, and I want them to be thought-provoking in different ways.